Hello friends, this is Yuwom. Thanks for joining me. Today we are tapping on social anxiety. As we navigate through life, it just seems inevitable we have to meet a bunch of strangers we don't feel comfortable with. We may be required to attend events, social gatherings, conferences at work, ride the subway, train, or the bus, and even go to parties for our friends and family. And when we're there, we may feel anxious, nervous, and tense that we're not fitting in. We may be fearful people are judging us and criticizing us because we're not behaving more normal. So once we have identified the exact feelings, sensations, and thoughts that we have when we're having a social anxiety, we can begin by rating the intensity of our anxiety from a 0 to 10. 0 being no anxiety, 10 being extremely anxious. And once we have done that, we can begin with our setup statement. Even though I feel social anxiety, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel social anxiety, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel social anxiety, I deeply and completely love, forgive, and accept myself no matter what. I hate this feeling of being the oddball in the group, and I feel anxious that people might judge or criticize me. Why am I feeling all this nervousness and tension when I'm around other people that I find difficult to feel comfortable? These strangers, passerbys, and unknown people that I don't feel safe with. Feeling all that nervousness prevents me from fitting in and being accepted by other people because I just stand out too much. I've come to fear even stepping out of my house because I need to emotionally, mentally, energetically prepare myself to battle these people. In my mind, I'm in this constant battle with others, feeling insecure, doubting if I really belong here, worried that other people might think I'm weird, that they're not ready to accept me for who I am. Deep down inside, I know there's some underlying insecurities and low self-esteem and doubts about my worthiness to feel accepted, loved, supported unconditionally. I feel like if people get to know me and I get closer with others, they'll just betray me. They'll end up not liking who I really am deep down inside. They'll neglect me. They'll turn their back on me. So I feel a bit scared to meet new people, to earn their trust, and for me to give away my trust to others. That's really hard for me. I know that there's some pain, there's some resistance that really makes it so hard for me to be in a close relationship with other human beings. And not even that makes it really hard for me to even face strangers. Feeling nervous, feeling sweaty, feeling awkward is something that I've always hidden. Because if I show my anxiety, people will be turned off even more. So I'm used to hiding myself. I'm used to shying away, being that bundle of insecurity. Like I said, I'd rather be home. I'd rather not deal with all these people, all their noise, all their conversations. Maybe all I want is people to know that I feel a bit scared right now. For them to understand that I need some time and space to gently connect with others. All I want is for others to understand that we all need some nurturing energy and compassion. I want them to offer me some respect and to not cross my boundaries. That's all I want, to feel loved, to be receptive to their compassion, kindness, and understanding. Maybe starting today, I can offer that to myself. Whenever I feel socially anxious and awkward and insecure, maybe I don't need to hide, because that's a part of me as well. And I'm learning to slowly release this as I surrender the fear and remember that I am actually loved. That there are people who respect me, even if I may not immediately notice it. Maybe I can be the one to start offering that. Maybe I can be the source of unconditional love that I may want to seek outside. Maybe I can do that no matter how others react to me, no matter how they treat me, their judgment or criticism. Maybe I'll be the one to offer that kindness and compassion and understanding, and that'll spark the movement of caring for another and respecting each other, supporting one another, and feeling safe being around positive energy. Thank you, Divine, for this opportunity of releasing the shy self, awakening to this great yearning for a genuine emotional and spiritual connection, a deep relationship with my fellows and brothers and sisters based on trust, respect, kindness, and compassion, and not doubt. Maybe you have challenged me. Maybe you have given me trials so that I rise from the ashes and be the first to offer a genuine love, a genuine gesture of loving kindness that outshines any awkwardness or separation between me and my fellow humans. Surrendering all that fear, knowing we are one. I am safe. I am supported. For I offer that support. I offer that safety unconditionally to myself and all. I hope this served you in any way. Feel free to rate the intensity of your social anxiety right now and compare it to the previous number you came up with. See if there's any difference. if it has decreased. If it hasn't changed, feel free to return to this tapping session once again to practice with me. I'm always here for you. And just to remind you, I have a free workshop on turning overwhelm and anxiety into calm using EFT. So join me there. Thanks again for joining me, my friends, and I hope to see you again soon.